Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Well, a corgi, actually.
Oh, hey, yay.
No, you said my name.
He enunciated too clearly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Hello, Sean. Hello, Donovan.
Snake.
DJ Blake.
Hello, Corby.
Tyler.
What are you doing here?
Hello. Just to let you know, I do this every week at the same time, 11:30. So,
of course.
Yeah. What's this called?
You're typically in a meeting when this is going on, I think. But yeah, welcome. It's called the Birdhouse or the X House.
And we just read tweets?
That's it.
Oh, okay. Just trying to get caught up here. Reset the bit.
Don't hurt his feelings before he starts.
I was just asking.
Uh-huh. All right.
He curates all of the tweets.
I do curate
them. Then just tell
me
that.
Thank you.
Then just say it.
If
you just read tweets, maybe on a t-shirt of mine. Yeah. Coming up real soon.
So you just walk in here and you just read tweets?
Yeah, kind of.
Great.
That's really about it.
Blake.
Sweet. This is from Steven. If you guaranteed the Rangers winning the World Series 3 years in a row, would you live without electricity and running water for 1 year?
No.
Nope. Sorry.
What about one or the other? Could you live without electricity for a year?
No.
No.
Could you do it for a week?
Yes.
Did any of you guys do it during the storm?
Oh, yes.
I lived up here for like 4 days during the storm while my family was at my mother-in-law's house.
Smart. God, how glorious was that?
There was good and bad.
I mean, people were dying.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I mean, not Sean.
I mean, I didn't shower for 4 days, so that was a downside.
Ew. You didn't even take a horse bath up here?
I mean, yeah.
Kind of scrub
kinda,
around?
Kinda, put it in the sink?
Yeah, slop it up there.
Kind of boil it in the sink like a hot dog?
Put it in the sink.
Get the hot water going.
Oh, it's getting plump.
4 days.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gone that long without taking a shower.
Never?
No. I can't.
When you were younger?
No.
I definitely have. Not as an adult, but as a kid, for sure. I hated showers. And you know what? Now that's come back to haunt me.
How are the boys now?
Terrible. My oldest one is 17 now. He's good.
Yeah, he has to wash.
Yeah, but I mean,
impress the
he
ladies.
Understands stench.
He does, but the young one, he doesn't.
When did you
care.
Transfer to showers, though?
From baths?
Yeah.
Probably six.
Yeah. 6 years old?
Yeah.
Hmm,
were you still bathing? Is it in like
oh, yeah.
elementary
yeah, at
school?
At Commerce, yeah.
Shut up. No.
Were you a big dog in school?
That Donovan was taking
wait,
a bath.
Wait, you were bathing? Like your mommy would walk in and say, are you in the bathtub?
No, you can do it yourself.
Do I got to rinse your hair for you with the
some extra bubbles.
Yeah. I mean, but she would run it for you, right?
No. I ran it for myself.
Make sure the temperature was good.
Why didn't you shower?
She wouldn't draw you.
So in the morning, before school, you would take a bath.
Yes.
Really?
Give me the drop dead age where that stopped.
I probably started taking showers maybe sophomore year of high school.
Whoa.
I think so.
That is way late.
You work with that guy.
I was clean. It's a bath. What's wrong with that?
That's all well and good.
You are the weirdest person I've ever met.
You know what?
Sophomore year?
I think it was
Mommy.
Just...
Mommy!
Okay, you can run your own bath
no,
water.
You can't.
Yes, you can.
Mommy. Baths
you can
are,
clean
baths
out the...
are meant for little babies.
You can clean the tub.
Every little toy
you can
battleship,
run it, even if you wanted a little Dawn in there for extra bubbles. You can put that in there also.
This is going to be a great camp roundtable because I guarantee you...
I was
you're
not
the
taking
oldest
a shower.
Man,
probably so,
in the history of mankind to bathe, unless you were like in the Old West,
just in the silver tub with the
yes.
with my knees hanging out.
Yeah,
your bathroom habits scare me. You got to get naked. To
there's
go
some trauma
two.
There
hang
that
on,
he hasn't revealed.
I'm still getting clean though. I don't understand. Like
there's
if I wanted to take a bath right
sure.
now, I still don't see anything wrong with that. We just didn't take showers in my house, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh,
did you have
a shower? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you had a...
But we never used it. We never used it as a family.
What about Pop?
Oh, you're not supposed to do it together?
I'm saying no one took a shower in my house.
Your dad didn't take a shower regularly?
I would bet you that my dad bathes to this very day.
Just recycle the same water, whole family?
No.
I don't want to hear from you, well water, over
like
there.
You're going to the extreme. Like, she wasn't running my bath water after 9. You can do it yourself. But we just never took showers.
But you just liked the way that she did it.
Yeah. You did, didn't you?
No.
That's why you didn't stop.
Okay.
Mommy, dinner's over. I want a bath.
Right.
I can't reach my back, Mom.
I know. Can't get this spot.
Yeah.
Help.
Little dino nuggets are in the toaster.
You've already hit puberty.
Yeah, you're 24. Come home for your bath. All right. Do you still bathe?
No.
You don't?
I can't remember the last time I took a bath. But you know what? Since you jackasses keep talking, I'm taking one tomorrow.
This is from Jason. If you could know your complete...
That'll show us.
Yeah.
That'll show you.
If you could know your complete future, but it meant you completely forget your past.
Oh!
Would you do it?
No.
Nah.
I need the past. The past is great.
You need the bank.
What other stories am I going to tell?
Bank.
What?
The bank
that's
is...
That's what you're...
You're not...
Because you need a bank?
The bank?
That's why you want the past?
Sometimes. In a pinch?
That's interesting. You know nothing about your past. You know nothing about your childhood, your parents.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah. Your friends...
Oh,
but it is a clean.
What's the wife situation though?
Oh yeah, you she comes home and you're like,
"Who are you? Yeah, what happened?
God."
Now if that's the case, let's talk.
Definitely could do better than this. You kind of look because you don't know what you look like either. You look in the mirror and you're like, "Oh, what's up?
Hey,
how you doing?" And then she walks in the door and you're like, "Go!"
You don't remember the first thing you look. It's kind of.
Yeah. Oh, damn. Damn it.
Is that it? Damn, it's not true. But no. I don't know. I don't know what's yeah, true. I have no clue.
True.
You have no idea.
I don't know anything.
Right.
No, we need the past memory. The memories are great.
Donovan,
that, huh?
Would you give up going to Vegas so you can't go ever again?
Okay.
For a Dallas Championship Grand Slam. So in 1 year, all four win, but you can never go to Vegas again.
Oh, I can live with that. Sure.
You would take that?
Yeah, I've been 30 times. I've done it.
God, that would be so badass. The sweep.
It'll never happen.
Like, unimaginable. What's the closest? Has anybody done three?
I'm going to say no.
Boston.
Without doing the research, I'll say no.
No one's done three or four? Boston's definitely done two. Probably. I mean, a bunch of cities have done two.
Yeah.
A bunch. Name them.
I don't know. I'm just saying that.
Well, then don't throw it out there saying a bunch have done it if you can't name
them. Look, you bathing bitch. Shut up.
Okay. Jeez.
What up, bitch?
See what you miss in your little meetings, your little fun time meetings?
Yeah, cute little meetings.
Okay, this is a good one. If you could go back in time and experience one video game again for the first time, what would it be and why?
Video games.
I think this is a question for the rest of the crew, because I don't know if Donnie ever... Did you ever play video games on the reg?
Did you have Atari?
Of course.
Yeah.
It's badass. Nintendo and television, all that.
Yeah.
I had all that. What am I, 90?
I mean, I don't know,
am I Norm here?
We never talked video games.
Well, before I took my bath, I would play video games.
Well, let's go to Blake first, because you're big into video games. What would you go back as for the first time and be like, oh, God, it's so great?
Man. Probably just the nostalgia of, like, playing Madden, like, back in the day. Like, that was really fun. Play with your dad, and it was all new to you.
NCAA football back in college.
That was good. That,
with the boys, that was
yeah, Madden was sucks great. Now.
Does it really?
Oh, yeah.
I keep hearing that.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I thought Frogger was the best thing I'd ever seen when I first played Frogger.
Yeah.
That's how I go way back. I haven't played video games in a long time.
I think the first time I played Donkey Kong at an arcade, I was so blown away by it.
I know Galaga was great when you first saw it.
Dude, Galaga's still great.
Defender was great when you first saw it.
I was a
Defender.
Closet fan.
Like multiplication tables.
I was a closet fan of Joust.
I'm Math Man. How's that a closet fan? I was a fan of Joust.
You love Joust?
Yeah.
Joust was cool.
What were the animals? Were they...
Ostrich?
Ostrich. Yeah, I was going to say pelicans.
Then Burger Time was great.
These are all arcade games. Like, the arcade was a bigger factor in y'all's life than I think.
Oh,
it
my
was,
God,
you,
dude.
Talking about getting dropped off.
We caught the tail end of Aladdin's Castle and Tilts and places like that.
Just at the mall, Redbird. It was Orange Julius on the other side of the arcade, so you can go get something to eat or drink. And
Wonderful.
Then when you go to the arcade and... $5 a year.
That's
there
it.
All
and
day
that was
long.
The standard for every kid.
$5.
and you spend it all at the arcade.
And you
get your quarters, put the quarter on a machine if you need to be next.
But there was a pacing mechanism too, because you were there for a couple hours, and some people would just blow through it all.
You would have to watch other people. Yeah,
you would walk around. Yeah, we had a place in Arlington called Wizards on Bowen and Park Row, I think, that was specifically like the first arcade Arlington ever had, and it was so magical.
So what game were you best at?
Donkey Kong.
Okay, you played that well. What about you, Blake? What's your best video game?
I don't know. I was really good at Madden. I got pretty good at Halo when I was in high school.
I could stay on Street Fighter 2 for a long time at the arcade back in the day.
I was never very good at a lot of them, but I was okay at Miss Pac-Man, and that would attract all the eyeballs around when you're at those different stages, and the little energizing thing would go really fast, but you're still just moving around and you're all into it. That kind of made you feel like you were a big dog in school.
In school, that seems like a game.
Were you a big dog in school?
That seems like a game for a bather, Miss Pac-Man.
Gosh.
For a real quality bather. Okay, you have to drive from New York to L.A. by yourself with no navigation assistance, meaning no map, no phone, no GPS, no nothing. You just go. And he says you have to make it in 96 hours. How long does it take to get there if you did have all that?
A couple days at least, right?
You're having to drive through the night.
Minimum, yeah.
Can you arrive in time? Well, can't you just go west? Like,
would you know where west was?
Yeah, because I know what the sun is.
Oh, yeah.
Helps. Oh, yeah.
That helps a lot.
New York to L.A., 41 hours.
Yeah. Okay, but 100% you could make it.
But you have no navigation.
Right, you just keep going west. You make
what if
a little,
the road just stops?
There's interstate. You just stay on interstates, you'll make
which
it.
Which one? You don't know.
They tell you which way you're going.
Yeah, there's signs that say, hey,
okay,
this way.
But maybe he's saying you can't, there are no signs. Like it's The Last of Us or something like that, where
they're trying to make it to Oregon or
wherever
the hell they were going.
Yeah, you're just going Montana. In a certain direction, and yeah, you're fine. I still think you can do it.
I can't. I'd have to stop and bathe somewhere.
A bathhouse along the way.
What animal did you always want to be as a kid? I don't think I ever wanted to be an animal as a kid, but a bear seemed pretty badass.
Lion seems pretty cool.
Yeah. The thing about lion, though, it's a lot of killing and stuff. And
yeah, but you do it.
Yeah, but a lot of, like, blood.
And then...
A bear is just kind of eating fruit and stuff.
The lady does all the work, and you get all the credit.
Do they kill?
I don't know. I just made that up. It sounded good, though.
I think the lionesses hunt.
Yeah. You get to sit back, kind of scratch yourself, just roar.
That would
be
pretty
cool. And then when she comes back with the food, you eat it. And then you get you some.
You've got a very basic understanding of animals, Donovan. I don't think any of that is true.
And then you get you some.
Yeah.
I think being a big bird of prey.
I think they only get them some when it's not like a weekly thing. They do it when nature intends for them to.
Nah, you just walk up, sniff, pounce.
I don't know. Again,
you have a... Wouldn't life be better if you could do that?
Yeah.
Walk up, sniff, pounce.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Right. It's kind of called...
There's no buying drinks.
Rape.
There's no...
Forcible rape.
No, I'm not...
It's going to be played in a courtroom at some point in the future.
We always knew that Mr. Lewis...
I mean, I always wanted to be a big bird of prey so I could just, like, go anywhere I wanted.
That is... Flying is pretty badass.
Yes.
Hawk, eagle.
Sure.
But how long do they live? How long does an eagle live?
A couple decades, right?
You don't know. You just threw that out there.
Well, we had the eagles that lived at... the lake here in Dallas.
White Rock.
White Rock, yeah.
Bachman?
Lake Ray Hubbard.
Eagle life span.
What was that, Blake?
20 to 30 years.
See? 2 decades. Boom.
It's not a long time.
Yeah, but I mean...
But you get to fly everywhere.
A dog is 12 years. Okay, let's get bear lifespan. 20 to 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the lion. 70.
For real?
I don't know. I just made that up. I made up everything else.
Well, they're cats, so let's see. Oh, my God.
Septuagenarian lion.
Male lion, 8 to 10 years.
Oh. Dude.
That would suck.
You better get a lot of pouncing in.
Yeah. You've only, and plus, you got to wait till after your bathing days to do it. So it's like you wait like 2 years before you do it. I'm out. All right. There you go.
Hey.
There's reading tweets.
What a goal.
And if you would like to participate, tweet at Corby Davidson, right?
Well, next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just reset the bit.
All right.
Man.
For those that don't know what you're doing.
So into formatics.
He is. All right. Let's, we'll do something next.